Good morning. On March 27, 2015, three clinical isolates of Salmonella 14512I- with indistinguishable pulsed field gel electrophoresis, or PFGE, patterns were identified through routine surveillance by the Minnesota Department of Health, MDH. Routine interviews revealed that all three ill persons had eaten at the same location of Chain A fried chicken restaurant before illness onset. PulseNet was queried for the outbreak PFGE pattern in other states in the prior 60 days. There were 11 matching isolates in 8 other states during February and March. A case was then defined as an infection with the Salmonella outbreak strain in an ill Minnesota resident with stool collected during March 16th through April 1st. Patients were interviewed using a routine hypothesis-generating questionnaire followed by a Restaurant A menu-specific questionnaire. A case control study among Restaurant A patrons was then initiated. We enrolled well meal companions, but they were few in number. Credit card receipts had signatures only and were not a productive source of patron contact information. Finally, itemized transaction records from March 10th through 13th were obtained. Buffet transactions were excluded because specific food item data were not available. Each transaction was treated as a single control, even though meals of multiple persons may have been on one record. This transaction record shows the meal date and time and the food ordered. In this example, two three-piece meals were used as a single control who ate chicken and the sides listed. MDH sanitarians performed an environmental outbreak assessment on the same day that the cluster was identified, focusing on food preparation and handling and employee illness. A total of 9 cases were identified, 56% were female, and the median age was 42 years. 89% had fever, 67% bloody diarrhea, and 56% were ill for greater than 10 days. All 9 had eaten at Restaurant A prior to illness onset. The median incubation period was 4.5 days. The epidemic curve shows that illness onset dates were between March 12th and March 22nd. Meal dates were March 10th through March 13th. The case control study, using 5 well meal companion and 2 credit card receipt patron controls, failed to implicate a particular menu item. Subsequently, 395 itemized transaction records from the implicated meal dates were used as a control group. Only consumption of coleslaw was associated with illness. 78% of cases consumed coleslaw, whereas coleslaw was listed on the transaction records in only 22% of transaction records. This yielded an odds ratio of 10.2. In the environmental assessment, no employees reported recent gastrointestinal illness. However, multiple opportunities for cross-contamination were identified. Raw chicken is stored on these racks in a dedicated walk-in cooler. One of the cooks, whose duty also includes cleaning, cleans one of these 3 chicken racks daily. The cook wheels the rack outside of the cooler and empties raw chicken fluid from the trays into this open floor drain, then sprays down the rack with water and returns it to the cooler. The shoes and pant legs both show evidence of splash. Later in the day, the same cook, wearing the same clothing and apron, makes coleslaw by mixing pre-cut bag slaw with a pre-prepared dressing in the bin shown here while wearing these gloves. This could result in contaminated clothing touching the bins. None of the 11 persons with the outbreak strain in other states had common links identified. Therefore, our outbreak was likely not part of a larger outbreak due to a widely distributed contaminated produce item. In summary, this was an outbreak of salmonellosis associated with a single restaurant. Combined epidemiologic and environmental findings implicated cross-contamination of coleslaw from raw chicken as the likely source. The investigation demonstrated the usefulness of transaction records as a source of controls when more traditional sources are inadequate. Thank you.